The Saline County Commission has released the application and guidelines for the first phase of releasing of funds from the CARES Act funding. According to the commission, this application will be sent to the city offices, Chamber of Commerce offices, published on the Saline County and emergency management websites, available for pickup at the Saline County Courthouse, and you are welcome to print a copy and distribute from your office. Saline County has received $2,670,320 from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or CARES Act, to provide economic relief funds for reimbursement of necessary expenditures incurred by entities throughout the county due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, Phase 1 is for small businesses. Phase 2 is for health emergency services, nursing homes, public health. Phase 3, county, cities, and schools. And Phase 4, remaining and unfunded categories, compliant with CARES Act distribution, that is, lending and investment institutions, corporations, nonprofits, etc. You can read all the details and eligibility requirements and get a copy of the application by going to the story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Felony charges have been filed against a Marshall resident for allegedly being in possession of child pornography dating back to 2017, according to a probable cause statement. A report from Homeland Security Investigations Special Agent says HSI in Kansas City was in receipt of 6 reports submitted to NCMEC by Dropbox Incorporated, 2 reports were from November 2017, 2 reports from December 2017, and 1 from each February 19th and April 23rd, 2018. The accounts associated with the Dropbox accounts were identified as belonging to Brandon Lee Walker. All 6 reports reported the images or videos of child pornography had been uploaded to servers from an IP address connected to Walker. During the forensic analysis of electronic devices used by Walker, a total of approximately 2,563 suspected child pornography files were found, of which 401 were suspected child pornography videos and 2,162 were suspected child pornography images. Walker has been charged with 3 counts of a Class B felony for possession of child pornography. Bond has been set at $25,000 cash or surety. Walker's initial hearing is pending at Saline County Circuit Court. A suspect in a shooting incident more than a year ago in Cooper County is due in court today. According to Boonville Police, 2 persons were transported from Harley Park area, to University Hospital in Columbia for treatment of gunshot wounds on May 15, 2019. And Derek Anthony Young of Marshall was arrested and charged the next day. Young, who is now 31, is facing 2 counts of a Class A felony for assault in the first degree, a Class A felony for unlawful use of a weapon, and an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. Bond remains at $500,000 cash or surety. Young pleaded not guilty on July 22nd. Young's next hearing is set for 9 o'clock this morning at Cooper County Circuit Court. The total number of positive cases of COVID-19 increased by 2 on Thursday, but the number of active cases of the virus only increased by 1 from the day before in Saline County. According to the Saline County Health Department, the total number of positive cases is now 262. However, 203 COVID-19 patients have recovered, with 2 deaths, leaving 57 active cases. A total of 10 patients have been hospitalized. The numbers are based on case management provided by the Saline County Health Department staff. The number of positive cases of COVID-19 remained flat for a 2nd straight day in Lafayette County. According to the Lafayette County Health Department, the total remains at 69, with 43 patients recovered. That leaves 26 active cases. There have been 2 deaths that were previously reported. Up by just over 100, the total number of confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 in the state was 11,340 as of 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. According to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, the total number of cases was 11,232 on Wednesday. The number of COVID-19-related deaths increased to 661, up from 631 the day before. However, DHSS does not report how many positive COVID-19 patients have recovered. DHSS expects the next update to take place at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. A boil advisory that was issued earlier this week has been lifted. Carroll County Public Water Supply District Number 1 has canceled the boil advisory that was issued on Monday for customers north of County Road 240 and Route UU North, including Bogard, Mandeville, Coloma, rural Tina, and rural Bosworth, and all customers west of Route Double P, north and south on Route D, and west to Stett on and Route JJ. For more information, you can call the district office at 660-542-1700. KMMO News Time is 6:37. Betty Ann Windmeyer, age 93, of Grand Pass, died Tuesday. A private family service with burial at Mount Nebo Cemetery in Grand Pass will be held. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.